All right. Hello, everyone. This is Teresa Allen, and it is 4:23 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is the Pacifica Personnel Committee, and we are now going to, the meeting is now called to order. We're going to do a roll call. So bear with me. I seem to be not having the right, I don't think I have the right agenda in front of me. A minute here. Okay, I'm going to call to order. Teresa Allen is present. Jim Dingman?
Here.
Thank you, Jim. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs?
Here.
Okay, Heather Gray?
Here.
Julie Hewitt?
Here.
Okay, Evelia Jones? Not hearing her. If anyone can send her an email or a text, please do. James McFadden?
Here.
Thank you. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you. Polina Vasilyev. Not hearing her. If anyone can text her, I'd appreciate it. Beth Von Gunten. Beth
here.
Von Gunten.
Here.
I think I just heard you say yes, that you're here. Thank you. Is there anyone else on this call whose name I didn't call? Okay. I think that should be it. So we are called to order. Next on the agenda is, it's weird, I think I'm supposed to have, at one point, we're supposed to approve Chair Pro Tem. So I think that's what we're going to do right now. Does anyone want to be Chair Pro Tem? I'll do it if nobody else wants to do it.
I nominate Teresa.
Who was that?
Julie.
Who was that? Julie, okay.
Yeah, I second that.
Okay, was that Jim Dingman?
That's right.
Jim Dingman seconded. Okay, is there any objection? All right, I accept. Okay. Chair Pro Tem. Okay, I will try to take notes. Is there anyone who would like to take minutes? Okay, hear none. Then I will try to take it. If someone can offer, is there someone here who would like to take minutes just in case in case I ask? I guess I can always review the tape. But if you don't mind, if someone can kind of take minutes as we go, notes, I'd appreciate it. Okay, the next item, I'll read you the agenda as it is. Approve agenda, approve the minutes of 8-7 of 2022, and then approve a report out for the 8-7 meeting, which we did not do, the executive session. Bad. All right, and then the next item is the budget item. The next item is members' reports on contracts for services. I asked people to look around for any companies or nonprofits that provided the services, some of the services that NEDA did, either in a bundle or some of them. So I'd like to hear reports on those. The next item is assessment of what units what our units have right now, currently. Our existing personnel and business skills. This is something that was suggested by James McFadden. Number seven is an after action. I'm sorry. Somebody say something? Okay. Next item was after action assessment. And then, you know, I'm going to go right now to KPFDX because it seems like what I have here is not the final version of what is on KPFTX. I'm just going to take a peek at KPFTX. Yes, this is slightly different. Okay. There we go. This is better. Item number 1, call to order, approved chair pro tem, approved agenda, approved minutes of 8-7, approved the report out, formulate the ED evaluation process, members' reports on contracts for services, formulate the search process budget, evaluate what units have, the after-action assessment, set the next meeting and adjourn. And at any point, any part of that session could, at any point we could go into executive session. So that is our agenda at this time. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to it? I'm sorry if it's confusing. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to that agenda?
Teresa, I don't have any additions or corrections, but I did an alpha search for your name just looking for it, and it's a pretty straightforward agenda. Maybe I don't need it in writing, but if you sent it out, I just didn't see it. So,
well,
but if you didn't,
is,
that's fine.
What is on KPFTX is.
Oh,
one.
That's where the agenda is. Okay, gotcha. Never mind.
Yeah,
I
thought that I had cut and pasted it straight from there onto that email that I sent you.
Okay.
So,
okay, no problem.
You might want to check your spam, because that email ended up in my spam folder.
Huh.
Okay. All right.
So that's good. No problem. Thank you.
I'm sorry for any confusion here. Okay, the way I have it is, 1 is call to order, 2, approve pro tem, 3, approve agenda, 4 is approve minute, 5, approve ED evaluation process with Julie Hewlett reporting, 6, members report on contracts for services, 7, formulate search process budget, 8, assessment of what units have existing personnel and business skills, and review the CFO job descriptions. 9 is after action assessment. 10 is set next meeting. And so there is an error on the on KPFTX. Item number 9 should be review job descriptions. Number 10 should be after action assessment. 11 should be set the next meeting, and 12 should be adjourn. Okay, so we'll get it together. All right, so does anyone have any problem with that agenda as I've just read it? Okay, there is one correction that needs to be made. When we approve the minutes, I would also like us to approve the report out for our executive session in the last one, okay? So I'm going to make a notation that was approved without objection. Agenda.
Okay. Excuse me, Teresa, can I make a point?
Go ahead.
So it seems to me that, you know, some of these preliminary items, including through formulate the ED evaluation process, which is really about process, could be an open session, but it strikes me that at item number 6, that's when we would go into executive session. Does that make sense to everybody else? I mean, just to be clear about that, because we have one agenda with all the items on it, right? Some of which are appropriate for open session and some not so much.
Okay, it's Julie talking. So you think that there are things that are after 6 that should be an open session?
No. No. From 6 and on, that would be an executive session, that everything before 6 strikes me as open session. I'm wondering if others, you know, think the same.
Does that make
sense? You think that after 6 we will go, I'm thinking that at some point in item number 6 we'll have to go into executive session, because if we're talking about any specifics about contracts or this to me is like a mobile, and if you touch one thing, everything will have to be adjusted. We don't even have a budget yet, so that's a real
challenge. That sounds right.
So we're going to go into it. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I agree that we should do as much as possible in open session and as much as necessary in closed session, and the dividing line that Julie proposes makes sense to me. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, Julie, I would like you, if it's okay with this agenda, then what I'd like to do is, when you're ready to go into, when you think it's time to go into executive session, just bring that up.
Oh, make a motion then. Okay, that's perfect.
All right.
Sounds good.
Okay,
perfect.
All
so
right.
Then we've approved the agenda.
Yes, the amended agenda, which includes the report out of 8/7/22 executive session. And I'm looking here, and I don't see budget. Again, here it is. It's under 7. Okay, so that's approved. And unless there's an objection. Okay. Amended agenda approved without objection. Okay, I sent out the minutes of 8/7 of 2022. Does anyone want to move that we approve the minutes from the open session?
I move we approve the open minute meetings.
Who is that? Who is that?
8/7. This is Julie.
Julie. Are there any objection to those minutes?
Teresa, please forgive me. Not objecting, but again, I don't see them. Are they also on KPFTX?
Okay. Well, they're not. I sent them on that email. You did not receive it?
I did not. I keep doing an alpha search for your. Are you using? I don't know if you know. Well, let me check both email addresses. Maybe you're using the other one. Let me. I'm not objecting. I just wanted to look at it. Thanks.
It's the Teresa Allen 3, Teresa J. Allen 3 at Gmail. Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I am
Vanessa.
I'm now pasting those draft minutes, and I'm updating them on KPFTX. The draft minutes of the open session is now on KPFTX. Okay, if that will help. So going back, to
Chair.
Yes, who's speaking?
Okay, this is Vanessa. I'm sorry. So
yes.
I'm going to provide a different email address. Now I see it went to a different email address, so I see it now.
Okay.
So later at some point, I'll give you another email address.
You can, if you want, you can text it to my 832.
Okay, cool, perfect.
Phone number. Okay,
okay.
So having a rough time here. So we are, the minutes were approved without objection then. And now the next item is item number 5, formulate the ED evaluation process. Julie, do you want to speak to that?
I do, now that I've found the mute button. So the point of, you know, kind of putting this on the agenda is we had a brief discussion during the closed session meeting last week about this. And so it's worth sharing kind of a highlights of what we were hoping to do here. What we've done is we've looked at the, well, in principle, these are the steps of the process that we would undertake. So we would take the ED job description and the ED's contract and what the bylaws say about the ED's duties. So those are sort of three important documents. And we would put together an instrument, a tool, you know, kind of like a survey almost, right? That we would ask people to rate Stephanie in, you know, these key areas that are, you know, components of her job, right? And so that would be kind of like the first step, is like taking all those other documents that in principle say what she's supposed to do and then turning it into this kind of coherent ratings tool. And then the next thing, and so that's something that the committee would do and would discuss. That's probably, I mean, there's a lot of minutiae to that, right? So what doesn't matter is all the how we got there so much as, but that we're doing this, right? And so then the next thing that we would do is figure out who it was appropriate, you know, to have the EDB, you know, have fill out this, you know, ratings tool for the executive director. And so, you know, I'm just kind of spitballing here, but some obvious people would be people that the ED works closely with, right? And so those would be people like maybe the directors on the Pacifica National Board. Maybe it would be, you know, the GMs and the PDs at the five units, plus the affiliates and the archives, you know, their management leadership, you know, NETA, because they provide us with accounting services, our legal counsel, for example. So, you know, just making sure that we get kind of a good sense from a variety of people, you know, how they feel, because they'll all have different perspectives, right, because they interact with Stephanie in different ways. But get feedback from a whole bunch of people, you know, as to how they feel Stephanie's doing with, you know, a variety of, you know, kind of the components of her job. And after that, we would compile all that feedback. You know, I feel like we could probably develop this instrument relatively quickly, like, you know, in another week or so, or two, maybe, just given that it's late August now. You know, have that instrument be out, you know, and we would have to decide who all fills in this instrument, right? And that'll take a little bit of discussion. And since that might be, you know, kind of personnel related, that might be something that we would do in closed session in one of our meetings. But then we would, you know, send this ratings instrument, you know, to this variety of people, give them something like 2 weeks to fill it out, right? That seems like a pretty decent amount of time for somebody to fill out an instrument like that. You know, that probably wouldn't happen till sometime during September anyway. And then, you know, then they would fill that out, and then the committee would come back together. And from that point forward, I think everything that the personnel committee would do would be in closed session regarding the ED evaluation. Because at that point, we really do have, you know, feedback that's very specific about Stephanie's performance in the job. So, but, you know, we would compile that information, and then, I mean, this committee committed to, you know, having an evaluation of Stephanie done by, I think we said October 16th. And so if we get all the, you know, survey instruments back from people, you know, that gives us a couple of weeks, not a lot of weeks, but a few small number of weeks to be able to compile and, you know, present Stephanie with a sense of, well, and then go back to the PNB, you know, to say, here's the, you know, what the overall review of Stephanie looks like, and here's how we propose to deliver it to Stephanie, et cetera. And then, you know, have the PNB, you know, in theory, bless that, and then be able to get, you know, an evaluation of her first 6 to 9 months on the job to Stephanie by, you know, October, the middle of October. So that's kind of like, for the way I see it, the big picture plan, that's following a model that's kind of similar to what Vanessa and some others at WPFW have followed in terms of, you know, evaluating the, although we're in the midst of that process, so it's not like it's come to complete closure, but evaluating the GM and the program director at WPFW. And I do believe that that group also worked with Cynthia Dobek, who's NETA's HR person for Pacifica. So I believe they, you know, kind of vetted the process with Cynthia as well. So that's kind of big picture, you know, a sort of straw man proposal for how we would evaluate the executive director.
So,
that's my
report. Julie, what you have just delivered to us, how many steps did you just outline?
I think really like 4 steps. The first step is develop the instrument. The second step is send the instrument out to the appropriate people. The third step is, well, after those people fill it out, right? The third step then for the personnel committee becomes, you know, collating, combining, coming up with a sense of, an overall sense of what all this disparate information says. So, you know, combining it into some kind of report. And then the fourth step is, you know, going back to the PMB saying we move that this be delivered to the executive director as her feedback.
So the fourth one is give the overall report to the PNB and have them approve it and get it to the ED, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody want to discuss these 4 steps that she's just outlined?
Nope. This is Beth. It makes sense to me.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Just to say that it's a very logical process. It makes sense to me. It sounds like a reasonable workflow. Thanks.
Do we want to have a work group take the job description and fit that evaluation template with items that are on the job description? I would imagine you had to take the PD job description and create the evaluation instrument from that, and you just did the same at WPFW for the general manager. So now all we have to do is do it, take the job description for the ED and do that. Am I correct? How did you adjust that? Did Cynthia Dobek do it, or who did that? Vanessa, did you want to comment on that?
So there are 5 of us in that committee. The people who, there's another person, not me, who was communicating with Cynthia Dobek. There was discussion in the committee about what we were going to do and how we were going to do it. But as I recall, and I was on out of town a couple of times during that process, but as I recall, the person who was interacting with Cynthia Dobek, which may have been the LSB chair, Dennis, who's also on that committee, that she looked at it, as I recall, and said everything was fine. So we just kind of kept doing what we were doing, that there were no corrections that were suggested, as I recall.
Okay. So who actually created that instrument? And how closely did you have to work with Dobek to do it?
Well, the person who actually developed it is an LSB member by the name of Kathleen. Julie, I'm blocking on Kathleen's last name, but she's the one who actually said, she gave the draft. You know, we talked about what we wanted in it, and then she developed the structure, and we looked at it, and it got tweaked a couple of times. It did get tweaked a few times before we came up with that version, but she's actually the person who gave the first draft.
Well, do we have people on this call who would like to be the ED evaluation work group that could create this instrument? Maybe three people?
Can I offer, this is Julie.
Yeah,
can I just offer a sense of, you know, people might like to know sort of what they're signing up for in doing this. And I think really it's pretty simple and straightforward. You know, you want to come up with something like, you know, I don't know, 5 to 8 major, you know, responsibility areas and make sure that, you know, everything that's covered in those, you know, things like the job description, et cetera, you know, what it says in the bylaws, make sure that all of those items are captured in one or more of those areas. And you want those areas to not seem overlapping so that people don't get, when they're filling out the instrument, don't get the sense that, you know, you kind of already asked me that question, right? And so, you know, it's just kind of, and you've got a template, you know, to go on with the stuff that we've got for, you know, the WPFW evaluations and yeah, so, you know, I think the step that the PFW committee did that I just left out was they actually gave the people who were being evaluated a chance to review the instrument to say, oh, but there's this other component of my job that you all aren't thinking of, mm-hmm. you know, and make sure that it was included. And I think that's sort of, you know, also a reasonable thing to do. So,
all right. So if A is develop the instrument from the job description, comma, allow the ED to review it and comment. Is that okay?
Jim to the stack.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd volunteer for that process. And I think we'd have to go through and bring back to you all what we come up with. I'd volunteer to help develop that.
All right.
Beth to the stack.
And Vanessa to the
ahead.
Stack.
Go ahead. Is it Beth and then Vanessa? Is that right?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Beth, and then Vanessa.
In the process that Julie proposed, she suggested that we develop the instrument from the ED's job description, but also from her contract and from the bylaws, and because each of them stipulate things that she's responsible for. So it's not just the job description. And
so develop instrument from the job description / bylaws and contract, right?
That's what Julie said, yeah. And I would like, before we go any further, I would like to move that we adopt the process as Julie described.
Well, we haven't, I want to go through it right now because you just added two things to it. Before we move to adopt it, can we review it? These things that we just went over?
Sure.
Okay, so develop instrument from the job description, the contract, and the bylaws, semicolon, allow the ED to review and make comments. B, send to appropriate people and they fill it out. And somebody's going to have to decide which groups of people are going to review it. And I don't know whether you want to put that in there or not. Number three is collate the responses, comma, get overall sense of ratings, and create a report. And D is have the PNB review, approve the evaluation, I would say.
It's not approving it. It's offering feedback.
Really? Is it? Okay. Who was that that said that?
I'm sorry. That was Vanessa.
So you were next in line anyway. I should have let you speak. So
sorry,
go ahead,
that's
Vanessa.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So yeah, just on that point, it wasn't approval by the people being evaluated. It was their feedback, and then we discussed it, and we decided to either accept their feedback or not. But it was definitely getting their feedback.
So you developed the instrument from the job description, the contract, the bylaws. You allowed the ED to review it, or the person to review it and make comments. Who created, so are you saying when you sent it to these people, you were sending it to them to evaluate the ED, or the general manager, or were you having them just look at the document and the PD does the, or who did the evaluation of your
okay,
general manager?
So for each person, there's the GM and the PD for PFW. So for each instrument.
GM, for example.
Okay, so we sent the instrument, the draft instrument, to the GM to say, hey, this is what we've come up with. Have we left anything out? And then that person would theoretically respond, and then we would look at their response and decide whether we agreed. So they didn't have like approval over the tool. They
right.
were adding. We were giving them the opportunity to have feedback, and then we decided whether we thought the feedback was, you know. Was appropriate and relevant, and we adjusted it or we did not according to our follow-up discussion. And then the other thing, I wanted to work with Jim and whomever else on the committee.
Okay. So item B, send to appropriate people and they fill it out. I'm a little bit confused.
So there are a lot of different steps, and I guess it all sort of evolved at PFW, but trying to say it all at one time is maybe confusing. So in terms of there were two different tools, and I sent four different emails. Two of them are self-evaluation. We developed tools for the two people to do a self-evaluation, and got that feedback. And the other thing was the evaluation tool for other people to do an evaluation of those persons. So for the evaluation tool, and maybe for the self-evaluation as well, the draft instruments we gave to those people to say, hey, this is what we've come up with based on your PD or whatever. Do you think we should include anything else or take anything away? It was just an opportunity for them to comment. We took those comments and we decided whether to use it or not, whether we thought it was valid. And then we finalized the tool. And at some point, it went up to Cynthia Dobek, who, you know, looked at it and said, hey, I think you're good. And so we kept going.
Okay. So, Julie, going back to your presentation, item number B, you develop this instrument, and then you sent it to some people, and you said, is this an appropriate evaluation tool for the ED? Do you have any other questions that you think need to be asked? Something like that?
No.
No.
That's not what I meant as the second step. That was part of the first step, because the first step is really develop the tool, and it's got all these steps, and one of them is the feedback from the ED, like, did we get the categories right, you know? So then the second step is basically send the instrument out to people for who, you know, people that this personnel committee thinks would be appropriate raters of the ED's performance, right? And so then that was my, you know, and I just started spitballing who I thought were the appropriate people, right? But this is a decision that we're going to have to make as well as a personnel committee. Who fills it out, right? And so, you know, I just sort of suggested, well, I think
Jim to the staff.
Everybody on the PMB, you know, everybody, all the GMs and PDs at the stations, plus, you know, management at the affiliates and the archives, you know, NETA, legal counsel, because these are the people that work closely with Stephanie. So, So that was, you know, so we have to figure out what that list of people is. And I think this was the case for, you know, for example, at WPSW, that list was not the same list for the GM that it was for the PD, because while there's a lot of overlap in who they work with, it's not perfect overlap. And so we would have to be thoughtful about, you know, making sure we had the right people on the list.
Okay.
And that might even be something that we decide who those people are going to be as we develop the instrument, and then say, Stephanie, here's who we're going to have evaluate you. You know, are there other people that you would suggest? And she might come up with names.
So, point of information, I think.
Okay, Jim Dingman, and let's let the point of information go first. Is that Vanessa?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
So, Julie, I just wanted to make sure you're not saying that the third parties who are going to do the evaluation, we're not getting their, I mean, we can do it any way we want to do it. It doesn't have to be the way PFW did it, but I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were saying. Are you saying that we would get input from the third parties about the tool, or that's just a whole separate step in terms of figuring out who those people are going to be who are going to do the evaluation?
I wouldn't ask them for input on the tool. I would ask them to use the tool, right? But we have to decide who is it that we're sending the tool to.
Okay, I got you.
And that's an important step. Sorry.
Okay, no. I didn't. Okay. But I just wanted to make sure that was it.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Well, yeah, those are all great ideas. Just something that pops in my mind, a few things. First of all, you know, do we have any models? And maybe people who are listening to this can suggest evaluations of EDs in the past. I don't know what has been done in the past given the new system since 2002, 2003. I'm not sure if any evaluations were done of executive directors, but I could be wrong. So I'd be curious to see if others can perhaps dig them out. Maybe we can find out what was done in the past. Secondly, another question comes to me based on my experience going back a couple of decades in evaluations or hiring processes. And that is, you know, while we ask for people to evaluate, you know, and all those lists sound very logical, another question that comes to mind is sort of, you know, the dilemma of Plato's Republic, who guards the guardians? I mean, how do we then evaluate the evaluators? I mean, sometimes we know in Pacifica selection processes, the evaluators can have their own predestined judgments that they want to make. And so I just want to be as objective as possible when we're evaluating somebody fairly, you know, to sort of keep those kind of things in mind. That just pops in my brain because I've been in personnel decisions going back into the early 90s. And I just remember how they were interesting experiences that sort of you sort of had the outcome was already known. It wasn't a sense of evaluating now, but he wrote the person they wanted to select was already known, and then everything else became a frivolous waste of time. And I certainly don't want to duplicate that. And certainly from the great ideas I'm hearing from everybody else, that's something we don't want to repeat. Thanks.
Okay. Let me go back to A and B. First one was develop instrument from the job description, contract, and bylaws. And you're going to allow the ED to review it and make comments. And if I understand correctly, you're also going to offer this instrument to several other people and have them make comments on the instrument?
No.
That's the question. No?
No.
Is that,
no.
So the first step is develop the instrument from the job description, contract, and bylaws, and then you allow the ED to review it and make comments, and you might adjust it from her comments, correct?
And the other person that was allowed to review it, and like I said, we can do whatever we want to do. That's just the model PFW used with Cynthia Dobat. We definitely wanted to get that feed, and we better, if possible, get it while the getting's good. But, yeah, definitely that feedback from an HR specialist.
Okay, from Netta HR. All right. Then the next one, number two, was send to the appropriate people, and what I have in parentheses are those people are P&B directors, GMs, PDs, council, affiliate and director and archives directors? Was there anyone else that anyone can think of that would see this instrument and would rate the performance?
NETA, the CFO.
Okay, the NETA CFO. Okay, that's one person. Anyone else? Okay, so these people rate the performance, and one question I have before I move on is, are these people, all of these people are using the same instrument, correct?
Correct.
And are any of these evaluations prorated? Like, are the PNB's directors' evaluations, do they have more weight than the archives director, for example? Like, if someone says, let's say one of the ratings is, in relation to your unit or your necessary interaction with the ED, would you say they are number 10, most successful and effective, and one is least effective? And I've noticed that, you know, you can sabotage an evaluation by just everybody systematically giving, like, the worst evaluation to try to skew it. How do you adjust for that?
Jim to the stack?
Jim and then Vanessa?
Okay. Well, let Vanessa go first.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
So, PFW...
Who's that next person?
McFadden.
I'll go after.
Thank you. Who was it?
Okay.
Jim McFadden and Jane McFadden. Who else?
Jim. Dingman. I'll go last.
Okay. Vanessa, McFadden, and then Dingman. Go ahead.
Okay. So at least for the purposes of the PFW, oh, Lord, I lost in all of that discussion. I lost my point of view. Please let somebody else go first, and then it'll come back to me. I'm sorry.
All right. Go to James McFadden then. Thank you, Vanessa.
One way to avoid the skewing is just to take, I think it's the mean, you should know this, but you just basically take all the ratings and find the central one. And that ends up being probably the best, rather than an average or something like that. So it avoids the skewing that you get when, you know, if you have five people that all rate somebody a five and one person rates it a zero because they don't like them. It avoids that when you just take, it's the mean.
And how do you spell that?
Let me just check if I got the term right. But it's either the median or the mean. And I think it's the median. But it's basically, you, if you have five numbers, it's the one in the middle. So it would be the third number in order.
Okay. Do you think that the HR person
better,
would know this?
This is, it's median. I just was reminding myself. It's, you know, what it avoids is the outliers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's typically when you have, you know, some wild fluctuations, it's what you use to avoid, doing an average where those wild fluctuations can affect the result.
Okay.
The median is this central number. So if you have, you know, 10 numbers, then you take the average of the fifth and sixth number, or when you put them in order, or if there's 11.
So,
it's just that
number. I'll make a notation. Consult with HR to use a method to avoid skewing, to avoid the average, or to avoid someone skewing the average?
To avoid people gaming their responses.
Right.
To avoid people gaining the responses. All right.
Beth with a question.
All right. Go ahead, Beth, and then we're going to go to Dingaman and then Vanessa.
I'm ready. Whenever I'm ready.
All right. After Beth, then we're ready for Vanessa. Go for it.
Thank you. Yes. Are all these criteria, I mean, as Julie described it, I was kind of envisioning some sort of a spreadsheet then developed into multiple choice rating systems. And my question is, are all these criteria multiple choice that can be quantified, or can we provide for at least some input in people's own words in prose? I know that takes longer to evaluate and process, and it's somewhat more subjective, but kind of acknowledges that not everything people have to say might fit that quantitative model. So,
okay, well, let's go to Vanessa. Vanessa, can you answer that question?
Okay, I can certainly provide a perspective. That's kind of what I was going to speak to exactly, is what Beth asked. What we decided to do at PFW was to really give more credence to people who provided examples. There's a strong, strong emphasis on not just, that's why we did not use numbers, number one. We didn't use a numbering system. We used OS for outstanding, or, you know, whatever from the highest to, you know, because people just go check off like whatever without putting any thought into it, either because they don't care, or, you know, they don't want to do any harm, or some people do want to do harm. So we are giving a huge amount of weight to people who can provide specifics, who write down and describe why they are giving that rating. The thing I would be a little concerned about with the method of just taking the mean or the median or whatever it is that, say you get 10 responses just for the ease of evaluation of talking about it. So say 6 of those are like at the highest rating, one is somewhere in the middle, so that's 6, 7, and 2 are at the bottom. So I'm a little concerned that taking the number in the middle would not be representative in some way of the person's performance by saying, well, we're going to discount all the stuff at the top, we're going to discount the stuff at the bottom, we're going to pick the one in the middle. The one in the middle might be like a 3, and that might not really be representative of the person's performance. So maybe that can be compensated for by, I don't know, maybe doing what PFW is doing, which is really giving credence to people who can make their point. Say, I give this rating because, and substantiating it rather than just checking a box. So
when you say weight is given to those who give examples,
right?
Is HR going to help you give that weight? I don't know how that means weight. There must be some sort of subjective decision making going on there. If you're going to give something weight, how do you give the weight? Are HR people going to help you with that?
Well, we're literally just starting to get the feedback. That is just starting to come back now, and a couple of us have been out of town, so we haven't, you know, really all taken a look at it. There have been a few emails going back and forth, so we are seeing some examples of people just checking boxes. You know, either the highest or the lowest, you know, whatever their inclination may be, but it's not being supported by the kind of, you know, rhetoric, words, substantiation, something to say why the person believes this to be the case, some kind of examples, as Beth was saying. And so then we have to come back as a group, and like, this is literally in process. We're just starting to get the, you know, the responses. We've noticed that some of those responses are not supported by anything. It's just checking a box. And we had decided as a committee that that was a strong variable for us, you know, to try to avoid people just mindlessly or with malice aforethought just checking a box, that, you know, it's a real evaluation. You're thinking about this. Why do you say that this person rates as, you know, either top or bottom or in between? So that's the way we're approaching it. But it is literally in process. It's a living process.
That was
and
useful.
And Julie to the stack?
That was useful feedback. Who? Jim Ding was next, and I heard somebody else's voice.
That was James.
I just said, oh, and then Julie to to the stack, too.
All right, so Ding.
And then Beth after that.
Okay,
and McFadden after that.
Okay, Dingman, Staggerton, who was next?
Julie.
Julie, yes, okay. Then
Beth.
Then Beth.
And McFadden, yeah.
And McFadden, James McFadden, okay. Here we go. Dingman, you're next.
All right. Quantitative measures, I think, are interesting and useful. But they're liable, as people have just discussed, to bias. And I really appreciate people giving me candid assessments in different areas of how they view this person and writing them out. Because when I've been in situations like that in business in the past, when I was evaluating employees, I would not go with some, you know, quiz. I would actually go and ask people in depth about X, Y, and Z about this person in terms of them being capable to do a particular job. So I personally think that I put a better weight on having, written comments. And particularly if they make negative comments, I want to know exactly what they're talking about. Because, again, my experience and all of our experiences in these matters in Pacifica can be that, you know, we can sort of be subject to a snow job. And I don't want to have that happen. So I definitely want to get a variety of opinions. I really would put more weight on that. And then I'd also want to have objective criterion. That is how the whole situation is performing. And also be objective about that. Because we know trying to evaluate somebody managing a wild bronco like Pacifica with all sorts of, you know, abilities to go gallop off in all sorts of different directions is not the usual evaluation of somebody in a straight world. It really isn't. And so I would definitely want more emphasis on personal opinions in depth about all those different criteria we talked about earlier. And really, you know, and then the quantitative stuff. I don't mind somebody going, you know, oh, this person's a 5 or a 6 or 7. What the hell? But I'm not going to really give much weight to that unless it's backed up by fact and by opinion and by interpretation and by actual testimony about what has occurred with interactions between people. Because you're evaluating a manager, you're also talking about a people leader, a leader in a situation which is very difficult. As we all know, as our audience knows, it's a tough situation we're dealing with right now, requires an all-hands-on-deck approach. And I want to take that in consideration. And the other question is the foundation issue, external support issue. We know that if we automatically look at that as something, oh, my God, this person hasn't gotten, like, millions of dollars from foundations. Well, we all know the external environment we're dealing with and the external environment Pacifica has created over the past 20 years or 30 years or 40 years that make it difficult institutionally to get that money. So the question becomes, does this person turn that around institutionally or with a CPB, et cetera? So I just think we have to be more sophisticated and more intelligent about evaluating people in these kind of positions. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Okay, James Staggerton.
Thank you. Couple thoughts. One is we're not the first to go through this, so let's look at how other people do this, especially with regard to perhaps limiting the highs and lows to develop a mean.
M-E-N-E.
M-E-A-N.
Oh, M-E-A-N. Okay.
M like Mary. M-E-A-N, a mean.
Yes, yes.
Which, as James was discussing earlier, is different from an average. It's, you find the middle.
Actually, it is an average. A mean is an average. It's a median that you want.
Median. Okay. Thank you, James. So Yeah, so that's number one. Let's find out how other people do these things. Or, you know, perhaps we can find out from Cynthia. Easiest. Let's also consider that Pacifica is different from other places because we have politics and because we are democratic. And while I'm not saying there's not politics elsewhere, there's not so much democracy elsewhere, so we don't get people having as much influence on final decisions as you get in other organizations. So we do have to distinguish ourselves. And of course, because we're political, a democracy, we have factions and parties. You know, when I was in school, we called them the blue and the gold team. So, that's not easy to do. And then finally about the advantages of a quantitative numerical rating as opposed to an essay type long form answer. Obviously advantages to both. One is quantifiable. It's easy to, you know, get a result. The other, I think, has a great value. And I think what Jim was trying to get at was that it makes people not just pick a number because that's the team they're on. It makes them given if it's going to be counted for, you know, anything. If people are going to value the opinion, they're going to have to give examples of why they are feeling one way or another. And if it's just based on what somebody else told them and not real experience, that may shine through in that situation.
So,
that's it.
Okay,